Thimble Gulch Trail by Max Brand. Chapter 1. The Death Signal. All the dark length of the rear veranda of the palace was spotted with the glow of pipes or the pulsing red points of cigarettes. Walter Devon looked with pleasure upon this trembling pattern of lights, for he knew that only dwellers in the wilderness enjoy a smoke in the dark, hunters and trappers say, whose only rest comes after nightfall, or cowpunchers who toast their noses on winter nights. There was no hunting in West London, he knew, except for gold, and there was no trapping except of greenhorns and tenderfeet and fools in general, whose pelts were lifted painlessly every day. But whatever their occupation at the moment, these were men of the desert, of the mountains. There was another breed inside, already swarming back to the gaming tables, or lining the bar. Sometimes the veranda floor shivered a little with their stamping, and the air trembled with their shouts. But up and down the veranda there was never an alteration in the tone of the deep, quiet voices, speaking guardedly as though of secrets. Now and again one of the smokers finished and went inside, and as the door opened, the droning voice of a croupier floated out. Walter Devon listened, and sighing with content, he drew in a longer breath flavored with the fragrance of many tobaccos and the pure sweetness of the pines. He was in no hurry to go back to work, with his hands resting on the green felt. He had not even picked his game for the night. So he dwelt with aimless pleasure upon the glow of pipes and the glimpses they gave him of mustaches and of young straight noses and of noses thin and crooked with age. Or again.